Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. It's April 7th, and yep, I'm looking outside, and it's snowing. It's snowing hard. Giant white flakes everywhere. But I know this is only winter in its death throes. I know that winter is over, and spring always follows winter. A good thought when you're going through a wintry time in your life. Just remember, winter doesn't last forever. It's always followed by spring. Despite this comforting thought, I still grumble when I listen to members of my family, living in Oregon and Pennsylvania, telling me all about the crocuses and daffodils blooming in their front yards. Here in Maine, we have to wait a bit longer, but it's worth it. Every year when April rolls around, I pay a special tribute to the month that for me is so much more than a transition from winter to summer. So here's a poem I've written about a month that has so much to teach us. April, I had forgotten you. Oh, what I've missed. Dismissing you as merely a time of transition. Only a month for getting from winter to summer. April, when the beautiful white of winter is gone and the vibrant green of spring is only a promise. Winter with all its drama, brilliant white storms, mystical nights by the wood fire, is over now. April, I've complained about you to everybody, but secretly, you are my favorite. With your sudden, brief snowstorms, providing an excuse for isolation, just one more blaze in my wood stove and the primal comfort of timelessness and seclusion. But what about you, April? Your gifts are subtle, precious. The snow is gone, and the riotous green of spring leads to summer green filled with people going everywhere. But what of April when the ground is bare, bare as my soul? All is exposed. Nothing is covered with white or green. The contours of the land tell all, where the rocks are and have always been. Time to check the fences. Have they gotten tangled? Good thing I did a good job last year. Less to fix this year. But I see a tangled spot. Made this mess. I'd like to blame someone else, but only one person touches these fences. The rocks show their pale gray faces. When I mow the fields in summer, will I remember where the rocks are when they're covered with distracting summer green? Or will I make the same mistakes, only remembering when the steel of the mower blade hits solid rock? The land is bare, honestly bare, quiet and beautiful in the arms of April. And just for fun, a last brief poem I wrote on Easter Sunday. This is Blessed Failure. Yesterday, I turned the violets on my kitchen counter so they would face me and not the sunny window. Today, I saw that they had other plans. No amount of pleading or the mountains of shame and guilt I placed on their emerging blossoms changed the sunward reaching of their greedy little pleasure-seeking souls. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Enjoy April, and thanks so much for listening. Oh, and remember to send us your Esoteric Thoughts at our new email address, Hey Esoterica, that's capital H-E-Y, capital E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C-A, @gmail.com.